Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly. What's your name?
Justin.
Hi, who are you? Rebecca. And you are?
Stephanie.
And you were the welcoming crew, Stephanie. Yeah, okay. Listen, can you guys hear me back there? Isn't that fun? I have another thing. I wanted to ask this question. What does the term HIV mean right there, Girl Stripe Shirt? What does HIV, the acronym, mean? Wait. Somebody's cute. No. Okay, what does it mean right here, guy in the striped shirt, you? What does HIV mean? Human immunodeficiency virus. That's pretty good. Hey. Okay, human immunodeficiency virus. Who do you know that is HIV positive or that you've heard of? Girl in the blue vest. Magic Johnson. Okay. Oh, where's my board? Here it is. So I have to say something to you. You.
I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda. Okay. You've heard of Magic Johnson's HIV? Okay. So I would put on here Magic and me, HIV. And Magic and me, HIV. Okay, now, kind of a little sad face there. Did you see that? And I asked this guy, and he said it was human immunodeficiency virus. And I wanted to ask that question because, you know, a lot of times we hear about HIV, but we don't know what it means. But you guys answered right away. But you know what? The first, this is an acronym, which means letters that stand for?
Words.
Good job. So, since you were so sharp on that one, I have another one for you. The first letter is the most important because it stands for the word
human.
And we are all, our parents wonder that sometimes, don't they? Yeah. This isn't going very far. So you're stepping on it. So all of us here are human, we believe, right? So Magic and Me, HIV, first letter of the acronym is most important because it stands for the word
human,
and you are all human. Okay. Now, the reason that's so important is because many people misunderstand and they think it's, you know, not just humans, but it's humans. What does the acronym AIDS stand for? Guy, right there.
Something immune.
Okay, right here.
Immune deficiencies, I don't know.
Acquired immunity.
Immunity deficiency syndrome.
One more time.
Acquired immunity deficiency syndrome. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Cue card. This is a cue card. And so the reason I brought this is because this is so important because you see the first letter of this acronym is the most important also because it stands for the word acquire. Who said that? It stands for the word
acquire.
Whoa, this is a sharp group. Now, if you acquire something, that means you have to go out and
get it.
Do you have a job? Wait a minute. Do you have a job? Who has a job? You have a job, okay? When you went out, do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
You do. Did you buy the car on your own?
No.
Okay. Do you have a baseball cap?
As a matter of fact, no, I don't.
Oh. Something wrong with this group. Do you have a baseball cap?
Yes.
Did you acquire it?
Yes.
Okay. When you acquired it, meaning you went out and you looked through the rows of baseball cards and you decided you would get that particular one, you picked it up and you walked out the door?
It was given to me.
It was, forget you. Did anybody buy a baseball cap here? Thank you, the guy in the green shirt. You went out and bought a baseball cap, hat, something on your head. Now, when you went out and got that baseball cap, you looked at that row and you went out and you picked out that particular one, right? To acquire means that you go out and get something. It means you go out and pick it out, you get it. It costs you something. Okay, HIV, the first letter is the most important because it stands for the word
human.
We are all human. The second for AIDS is the first letter stands for
acquired.
Okay, you went out and acquired a baseball cap, so it costs you something, right? Now, I need you to understand that because when you acquire something, you make a decision to go out and get it. It doesn't come along and get you. That's right. It doesn't come along and get you. You acquire it. The baseball cap didn't land on top of his head just because he looks like he's a baseball player? You know, it didn't do that. I don't know you. Are you a baseball player? Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, so the other thing that a lot of people have a question about is because I hear this a lot, and tonight I'm going to be talking about AIDS, absence, and life issues. And so I really wanted to bring that to your attention, that a lot of people don't understand that these are acronyms and they stand for words. So I just wanted to, you know, make that plain. And that the first letter is for the word human and HIV, and the A in AIDS stands for acquired. So it means you have to go out and it doesn't come along and
sit on your head.
That's right. It doesn't come along and get you. You have to go out and get it. It doesn't come along and get you. That's a real important thing because you see, only 1% of the people contract the AIDS virus any other way. And so you have to make a decision to go out and get it. It doesn't come along and get you. That's right. Good smile. Good answer. Now, as I'm thinking about that, I also have to tell you that a lot of people are misunderstanding too because you see, AIDS and HIV are interchangeable diseases. The only thing different is time. And it's real interesting to me as I talk to people because, you see, they say to me, well, Lou, he is so good looking and he is so clean. And see, I say to them, you can't tell the book by the cover. Because, you see, a person can walk and talk, fix their hair and smile, just like you are, just like I am, and guess what? You don't know if they're sick because they may not know they're sick. 90% of the people that are HIV positive don't even know that they're sick. They're walking around talking, having a great time just like you are tonight, singing praise songs. You know, a lot of people I know that are Christians have AIDS. Did you know that? Yeah. So they walk around, they talk, they look just like us, but 90% of the people walk around, don't even know they're sick. And so as we look at that, we see we're looking at the tip of the iceberg. Can you all see that back there? And so when somebody says to me, I'm very careful who I sleep with, then I say, if you're only sleeping, I'm not worried about you, okay? It's when you're doing other things that I have a great concern. So when someone says to me, I'm very careful who I get in bed with, I say, you can't be that careful because you can't tell the book by the cover. When I was at Falls Creek last year, it was real interesting. I had two girls and a guy come up to me, and they each at separate times said to me, I'd like to let you know that I'm HIV positive. And I'm telling you, they look just like these beautiful people that are in the room tonight. Didn't look any different. The only thing different was, na 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 na. Goodbye. That's right. And you know, it's real hard when you look at somebody who looks so pretty to say goodbye. And so that's why I'm here tonight, because you see, we said that number one, it's humans that contract the disease. Number two, it's acquired. Number three, it's a decision you make. So if you want to become involved in risk lifestyle, then you make a decision, weigh the consequences, and pay the price. That applies to all different kinds of things, doesn't it? But so as I talk about it, I have to say that you have to understand, again, you can't tell the book by the cover. So if you're sleeping, we're not worried. But if you're bed hopping, we are. Because you can't tell the book by the cover. So you need to have a plan. And the plan should be, you can just wait. You can just wait. And so I have to say, as I look across the room and I look at people, I say to you, do you know the number one killer in New York City for women today is the AIDS virus? The number one killer in New York City for women today is the AIDS virus. The number one killer in New York City for women today is the AIDS virus. So when did they get it? That's women between, when I did this last year, it was women between 19 and 29 years of age. And so when I said that, they got it 7 to 10 years earlier, 13 to 19. But they lowered the age to 15. So I say to you, the number one killer in New York City for women between 15 now and 40 years of age is the AIDS virus. Wide span of women. See? And I say to you, if you're going to live risk lifestyle, you have to understand there are consequences that go with your lifestyle. Okay? So as I said to you, I also have to say to you, every 14 minutes, we've been here about 45 minutes, a new person's diagnosed with the AIDS virus. Oh, wow, you're not telling me something I don't already know. Anybody here know someone that's HIV positive? Will you raise your hand? Yeah. Anybody know somebody in here that's full-blown AIDS? Would you raise your hand? Yeah. Across the room, we're going to find people because every single person in this room is going to know somebody. And saying goodbye is not fun. That's why I said when I looked at those kids last year and then this year, every city and every town I've gone across in the state of Oklahoma, and I've gone, cross-state wide, small town America, small town Oklahoma, I've not come across one single town or city that there's not been some person in that group that's known someone in their family or extended family or close friend that's not HIV positive. Whoa. And so as I said to you, then I have to say, we have to have a plan. The plan is, you can just wait. You're somebody worth waiting for. Now, so when you're telling me that you're not worried about getting the AIDS virus, then I say to you, good. You don't have to worry if you're careful with what you do, if you have a plan. The plan is, you can just wait. Oh, wow, this guy is so sharp tonight. He has a cap. He can answer questions. What is your name? Mark. Mark is sharp. Okay, now, three ways that you contract the AIDS virus. You probably know this, but I'm just going to ask you. What is the least likely way, Mr. Pianist, that you can contract the AIDS virus?
Blood transfusion.
Good. Wrong.
What is the least likely way, you think?
I couldn't tell you.
You couldn't tell me, okay?
It's sex.
It's sex. Good. Wrong. What is the least likely way that you can contract the AIDS virus? Guy right there with a strange-looking banana thing on.
Oh. No problem. I have no idea.
Okay. Least likely way. I'm going to answer because you all, the least likely way is mother to child during pregnancy or breast milk. And I know that none of you have contracted the AIDS virus that way that are in here because you see all of you are still here. Did you know that answer? Yeah. Least likely way is mother to child or breast milk. That's the least likely. And see, if one of you had had the disease that way or you knew somebody that got the disease that way, they wouldn't be alive because the longevity is 4 years, just under 4 years for a child of the AIDS virus. And so I also know that most people in here plan to be a parent at some point in time. Is that right? So you need to have your plan in place. The plan is you can just wait because you see you're somebody worth waiting for. Catch it. You're somebody worth waiting for. Now, second most likely way is?
Blood transfusion.
Blood transfusion. Second most likely way is?
Drug use.
Huh? Drug use.
Hypodermic needles.
Hypodermic needles. Okay. The second most likely way, most people say just what you said, blood transfusions. Before 1986, there was no way to screen the blood. Before 1986, there was no way to screen the blood. And so therefore, many times, people got the diseased blood from blood transfusion. Who died this year from a blood transfusion with contaminated blood? Arthur Ashe. Man. Okay, he died from cancer. Before 1986, there was no way to screen the blood. There is not a completely, totally free way to screen the blood now. But it's a lot better than it was. That's from the Red Cross information, I'm telling you that. But I'm saying the second most likely way is blood. Now, this guy right here said hypodermic needles. And I think that's really interesting because I've gone to high school campuses across the state of Oklahoma, and it's really funny because there'll be a kid there, and where's the football? Do we have any football players in the room, big guys? Baseball players, sports people. What do you play?
Well, just intramural football.
Oh. Would you stand up? He's a pretty good sized guy. He has a little muscle here, you know. Would you stand up, Mark? Okay. Here's Mark. Mark is short. That's what Mark said. Okay. And your name is?
Mark.
And your name is? Mark is, this is tall Mark. This is small Mark. Okay, now, the reason this is so key is because, you see, Mark plays intramural football. Small Mark wants to. And so he says to... He says to tall Mark, may I borrow your... what are those things called? No, that you take to get strong.
Steroids.
He says, he knew the answer, I'm worried. He said, may I buy your steroids so I can be fast? And you said, sure. And the reason I'm saying that to you guys is because a lot of times it's not the kind of drugs. I'm not here supporting drugs, but I'm saying it's not the drug, it's the needle. So there's enough blood on the end of a needle to transmit the disease. So it doesn't matter what you're injecting, does it? If you're not careful, you're going to inject the blood of the person who could be contaminated. Small Mark, tall Mark. Okay, now, I'm saying that because a lot of the times when I go to high schools, I've got a little guy there who wants to be on the football team. He wants to be a part. And so he wants to borrow what another person has so he can be strong. And so he asks to borrow the drug. And it's not the drug, it's the needle. Something else I have to say about blood is when I went to a high school down by the state line to Texas, there's a kid in there whose name was Oscar, which should have given me an indication. He was kind of a strange young fellow. But he sat there during a biology class. We were talking, and he was into self-mutilation. And he had a scab from his wrist to his forearm. And while I was talking, I said, what's the second most likely way you can contract the AIDS virus? And he said, blood. And he ripped the scab right off his arm. But here's what he did. Now, this is high school. I'm telling you. He leaned over to his buddy. And he let down his buddy. I'm telling you, kids in high school do stupid things. This kid was a junior in high school. And he wiped the blood right on the kid next to him. And he said, blood. Well, I said, you're right. It is blood. Then I had a girl come in, another biology class that I had, and she said, hey. She said, my blood brother's coming next hour. You're really going to like him. He's so neat. I said, really? What do you mean your blood brother? Your brother, what is it? Does he look like you or what? She goes, no, my blood brother. You know, my blood brother. The only thing I've ever heard of blood brother is like Tonto and the Lone Ranger. You know, so I'm like trying to look back in my past and say, Tonto, Lone Ranger, blood brother? She said, yeah, because you see, we shared blood. Why is that so key? There's something else that happens. Could you come here, please? What is your name? Brian. It's not a Mark, it's a Brian. Hi, Brian. Hi. Come right up here.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay,
here we are holding hands. Aren't we cute? Hi. Now, I'm the older woman in your life. Mm. Now, there you go. I like him and he likes me, and so I'm going to do something everybody's doing right now. I'm going to put Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, B-R-Y-A-N. I'm going to tattoo it on my hand. And he's going to put L-O-U. Isn't that romantic? You see, I know that I'm HIV, but he doesn't. We just got tattooed, but see, we didn't change the needle. This is happening in all across the country. Okay? He didn't hold my hand anymore. Bye. Can't understand that. Now, I'm saying that because, you see, that's what's happening. Something else I did, a high school morning class, and as I was doing a class, this girl comes up and she goes, man, I got laid on Saturday night. She's a senior, and I thought, I'm an older woman. I was kind of embarrassed, you know? You guys hear this. And I'm sitting there in that class, and I heard her whole story, and I get up and do a little thing. And then as soon as class was over, a little girl named Julie came in. This girl's name was Sarah. Julie came in. She goes, Sarah, can I borrow your earrings, please? You ever had ears get infected? Has that happened to you? It's happened to me. I'm saying you need to use wisdom. Don't share those things. I'm saying this isn't scare tech. This is using common sense. So how would you clean an earring?
Put it in a fire.
I love guys' answers. I always like to ask a guy that question because they'll say, burn it, stomp it. You know, they don't know how much these cost or how nice they look with your outfits. I mean, they have no inkling. And so, how would you clean that? Guy back here in purple. You, yeah. That's you, purple. How would you clean it?
Alcohol.
Good answer. Wrong. Girl back there in blue and white. Peroxide. Good answer. Question mark on that one. Girl multicolor. Okay. You're gonna... Another man answering. Gasoline. No. You're going to clean it with bleach. Okay? Right now at the Crisis Pregnancy Center, every time, let me tell you something else. Every body fluid has the AIDS virus in it. Your tear ducts, your saliva, your urine, your boogers. But it's not concentrated enough to pass it on. That's why when you talk to some little dumb junior high kid or high school kid and he thumps something across the room and you go, whap, oh gosh. Don't touch that, okay? Let him come pick up his own. I'm serious. This is what they do. You clean with bleach. And the reason I'm saying at the Crisis Pregnancy Center, every single day, every time somebody goes to the bathroom, we do urine tests, we have to bleach everything. Because bleach is what kills the AIDS virus. Everything's changed. Our world has changed. And so we clean everything with bleach. We clean the toilets with bleach. We clean the counters with bleach. Every time somebody does a test, and we're careful not to, you know, touch it, but we still use gloves and we use bleach. Okay? Now, we decided the second most likely way is blood. The third most likely way was mother to child and breast milk. Second most likely way was blood. The first and foremost way to contract the AIDS virus is how guy in yellow that drank a while ago out of his jug. Sexual intercourse. Okay. Now, this is real important to understand. I'm sure that you guys can catch this. That is seminal and vaginal fluid. That's male to male, female to female, or female to male. And you know, when I say male to male, people usually go, ew. Or female to female, they go, yuck. Seems so much worse. And then they say nothing when I say male to female outside the boundaries of marriage. Isn't that strange? Because to God, you see, male to male is, female to female is, and male to female outside the boundaries of marriage is, doesn't change. God's word is a never-changing word. He has a plan. Plan is just wait. You know, I see some good-looking guys here. I'm very picky. This guy's kind of cute. He shakes his leg and makes him a little nervous. But, you know, he's hearing music in his mind. He's kind of cute. Anyway, I say that because, you see, if I lined up every good-looking guy, and I'm picky, across the campus of OU and I looked, do you know? And then I lined up every really good-looking girl. Do you know that God has only one person in mind for you? One. That's it. One. You can push past and end up with a different person, and you can be kind of miserable, or you can wait and end up with just the right one. What does anybody here heard the word condom in the last week or read on your vending machines? Yeah. What's beside your vending machine at OU? Is there a little sign there? Is there sort of like a surgeon warning or something? I thought that was interesting. It's like a, what does it say? Anybody know? You've been too close if you know. No. That was to catch you. Yeah, just kidding. Anybody heard the word condom in the last week? Will you raise your hand? Almost everybody has, because you see, it's bombarded at us from every different angle. I mean, it's through the news, it's on the radio, it's in the newsprint, it's in the magazines. They have different kind, they line out for you, this, that, and the other, and they give you all this information, but guess what? I'm here to say, anybody here heard the word abstinence in the last week? Okay, usually I might have 3 to 4 out of a group of 100. So I say, this is interesting to me. And what does the word abstinence mean, stars and stripes?
None.
Okay. What does the word mean, sir?
To abstain.
What do you think it means?
Don't have sex.
No sex. Let me see if I can draw a picture. It should be interesting. Okay. Does it mean, is that what it means? Do you guys see this? Can you guys see this over here? It's kind of like a circle, like no, say, just say no to drugs. It's sort of like that. Do you guys see that? Is that what that means? Yes, no, everybody's afraid to talk? Is that what that means? Okay. Abstinence. I asked that question. One person said it means absent. From the body, present with the Lord. I don't know. It was real interesting. Abstinence means just wait. It doesn't mean say no to sex. Did God invent sex? Yes, he did. You gave a story from the book of Genesis a while ago. It was really good. And as I was listening to that, I thought, you know, in the book of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, he said, and what I've made was good, and it was very good. God doesn't make junk, but he has a plan, right? So, because he has a plan, it doesn't mean no sex, never, never, never. It means just wait. It means just wait for the right person. That's all it means. It doesn't mean no. It just means just wait. It doesn't mean never. You wouldn't be here if it meant never. Think about it. Okay? Now, some are slower than others. It doesn't mean that. It means just wait. And I think that's so important because you see, a lot of times what you're hearing is that you guys can't wait. I did a health conference in another part of the state. It was really fun for me because I was there and I did a little presentation and then a lady got up and she said, following me, she said, you know, I tell you what, when you guys can be responsible enough, then I think you could have sex. They began to boo because this is what I showed them. I said, anybody heard the word condom in the last week? And everybody kind of said yes. Kind of. They were afraid to say no. In my mail, I get a lot of information. And what I get many times are from college campuses across the state of Oklahoma. And you'll notice that I received a little sheet of information, and this sheet of information says what?
Using condoms.
Using condoms. There was something attached to the top of this page. What do you think it was?
A condom.
A condom. Now, you were quick. You were quick. I'll go back to that part. It says using condoms. I asked one guy and he said it says lifestyle. I mean, he was afraid to say using condom. I said it says lifestyle. I mean, I thought, what is this problem? Anyway, it says using condoms. They send this to us because we talk to young people across the state. Let me tell you, you guys can make a difference in your world. You can change it like nobody else can. You can stop or start anything. You can carry the torch of the Lord. You know, Jesus worked with 12 people, and he changed the world. You guys can change your world. Do it. Here you go. Now, they sent this to me because they thought that I was going to help young people learn how to use condoms. They'd understand I wasn't going to do that. But anyway, it says, this is from the state, this is Oklahoma State Health Department information, and they say on this, using condoms. Now, number one, they cover their tails by saying, using condoms will not provide 100% protection in preventing the AIDS virus or pregnancy. Who gets pregnant? Females or girls? I'm glad you said that. Again, people are a little slow. I'm worried. Females are the only ones who get pregnant. They only get pregnant 3 to 4 days out of a month. Only 3 to 4 days. That's it. That's the only time they get pregnant. But you see, you can get a sexually transmitted disease 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a
year.
Year. You're right. He still adds. Now, but they sent this to me and they said, number one, this condom will not provide 100% protection in preventing the AIDS virus or pregnancy. Number one. That's the first thing I said. Number five, I'll dash down to this. In the heat of the moment, with a flashlight and a magnifying glass, you are going to check the expiration date. That's about how funny it is. I'm not joking. In the heat of the moment, you're going to do this. That's what they're saying. This is information. I'm giving you state information. Okay? Now, because, you see, it says on here from the state, outdated condoms are dangerous. That's why I said in the heat of the moment, you will use a flashlight and magnifying glass and read the fine print. I don't think so. Number six, where do young men carry their condoms, please? In their wallets, in their wallets, in their wallets. One guy told me in his shoe. I said, I bet your mom would never look there. Never. Okay. Young men, I said, where do they carry their condoms? And you said, in their wallet. And I'm going to say to you that this is what it says on number six. Always store condoms in a cool, dry place. Where is cool and dry? Refrigerator. Refrigerator. Cooler, drier is freezer. Now, why is that so key? Because you see, if you store it in a cool, dry place, such as the refrigerator or freezer, you would be cooled down. And not really have a need for that. You could send the little girl home. Serious. So it's right here from the state. Always store condoms in a cool, dry place. Heat will damage a condom and render it ineffective. Wallets are not a good place to store a condom. Right off Oklahoma State Health Department information. Who gets pregnant? Girls, we're getting better. I love it. Okay, now, The reason that's so important is girls can only get pregnant 3 to 4 days out of the month. Right? I already told you that, and I was telling you the truth because everything I'm telling you is the truth. Now, I brought a comparable size of a sperm. Oops, that's not it. Of a, where did I put it? He thinks it's there. He's been peeking. Of a sperm cell and the AIDS virus. I highlighted the AIDS virus because it's very small. And you may think that it's just a dot on the page, but you see, I said this is comparable because you see, if there were any young men that this was reality for, there'd be no young men. This is only comparable to the AIDS virus, the size difference. You see what I'm saying? Big difference there. This is what gets through this large thing that gets you pregnant. Okay? That's the sperm cell that gets you pregnant. Only girls get pregnant. They only get pregnant 2 or 3 days out of the month. They have said in the past that the failure rate for condoms was quite low. Last week in the newspaper from a national health organization, I received information that said that we were wrong. Now the success rate, let me put it this way, the success rate for condoms is 69%. What is the failure rate? Mathematical genius, 31%. So, I'm saying that to you because it's real important to understand this is what gets through to get you pregnant. And the measurement for success or failure for condoms is against pregnancy only. That's it. Not against disease. There are 29 sexually transmitted diseases. 9 of them are incurable. And many of the other ones are mutating constantly. I say that to you because you see, it's easier to prevent pregnancy than it is to prevent HIV infection or a sexually transmitted disease. It's easier to prevent pregnancy than to prevent HIV or a sexually transmitted disease. You know, every 30 seconds, a teenage girl gets pregnant in America, every 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds. Somebody said to me, you know, this is an old joke, let's find her and stop her. Good. Dumb. Every 30 seconds a teen girl gets pregnant. Only women get pregnant. We established that. They only get pregnant 3 to 4 days out of the month. We've established that. Every 10 seconds, 3 times the number, every 10 seconds, a teen, male or female, gets a sexually transmitted disease. You can just wait. You're somebody worth waiting for. Do you know you're a 1 in 2 million chance to be you? That's it, 1 in 2 million. 1 in 2 million to be you, and you're the only you there is, and you're the only you that can fulfill the purpose for which God created you for. You're it. You're awesome. 1 in 3. That's why it's so amazing to me that when we talk about how a young person today, everybody's doing it and all the things that they're telling me, and I'm saying to them, you don't know the people I talk to. These are young people who have a plan, and they can put their plan in place, and they can change the face of our world. You're the people who can change our tomorrows. And I say that to you because, you see, you have got to have your plan in place. Let me see. Oklahoma Center for Athletes, could you come here, please? He's kind of cute. He's got dimples. Come over here. Now, what is your name?
Oh, Brandon.
Brandon? Yes. Your name is Brandon. I'm going to tell you something because, you see, I say that if you don't know your stopping points, you're not old enough to date. And I think this is really key. And this, if you catch nothing else, you need to hear this. If you don't know your stopping points, you're not old enough to date. Did you hear that, Brandon?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I'm the older woman in your life, Brandon. Okay. Now, they did a little skit while ago. It's kind of cute. And so we're just going to expound on that just a minute. Now, me and you are going out. I really like Brandon. He likes me. I'm the older woman in Brandon's life. Now, Brandon and I are going to go to the movie. Brandon and I go to the movie, and when we go to the movie, Brandon gets real tired. He may even get so tired he lays his head on my shoulder. Isn't that precious? That's okay. But if Brandon gets so tired that his hand goes here, that's called stop point. Stop point. Why am I saying that to you? Young women, you can sit on a guy's lap all day long. It's not going to do anything to you, but it's doing something to him. Get off his lap. Hear me? I mean what I say. If you're wearing clothes that fall out here and hang out down here, go change your clothes. I'm saying to you, you need to know your stop points. I'm saying to you, I'm going to be just as straightforward as I can be. What do you mean by stop point? I'm saying that's one of them. Another one is when the hands are on the thighs. See, a young man's mind is made to keep rolling. That's the way he's made. That's okay, but you need to know that. So you need to bring stop points into effect and say, stop point. And Brandon, I just taught him a stop point. I want him to remember that. And so when he takes you to the movie, I want you to remember the older woman in his life. Okay? You may sit down. Another thing that I've seen is that you've probably seen the same phenomenon because you see it goes back again. We talked about how you contract the AIDS virus. We said the least likely way is mother-to-child breast milk, blood, or sexually. Vaginal seminal fluid are the strongest supporting fluid, concentrated fluid of the AIDS virus. Sex is one of the strongest drives you have. So you got to have control. Have self-control. If you're a Christian, so you can have Christ under control. You can allow Christ to come in. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. But it means you can do it. You can do it. You know, even if you aren't a Christian tonight, you don't have Christ in your life indwelling within you and giving you additional strength, as a young man, woman, or young man, you still can have self-control. And I challenge you to use that. Bring into effect stop points. Stop points are important. I went to one high school, and this was something I saw. The guy was walking, it was junior high, actually. You can picture this. Hopefully you don't do this on the college of OU campus. But we were walking along, and this guy was pulling this girl's bra strap. And so I went up to him. I said, did you want one of those? Listen, I've got an extra in the car. I'll give it to you. If he was fascinated with the snaps and buckles and pops, he can have one. Listen, I hate the thing. But it's a necessary part of my life. That's what I'm talking about, stop points. Or when a guy comes along and flips you on the rear end, I notice on the back of girls' jeans it might say Lee, Levi, Gitano, Guess, Jordache, but it doesn't say Brian, Brandon, Mark. So what does your hand do in the back of somebody's rear end? It don't belong there. That's called stop point. Get your hand off. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being concrete. Recognize where I'm coming from. If you know that the ball is going to start rolling by sexual innuendos or allowing hands to move freely on your body, remove the hand. Stop point. Okay? Now, I've been looking at this guy back here in the space shirt or gorge. What is it? Royal Gorge. Okay, could you come here, please? What is your name? Barry. 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 Barry, come here. Come all the way around here. I'm trying to hurry here. Barry, I like you. Ooh, he's tall. Woo! Hi. Hello. We are cute. Now, here's Barry and I. And Barry and I are going out. Because Barry and I are going out, I'd like to let him know a little bit about myself. And I want to be completely and completely honest with him. Here I am. I've got my slacks on this picture, see me, but it's still me. And because I like him, and I like him a lot, I'd like him to know a little bit more about me. Can you see me down here? Here I am. Well, I need to tell you something, Barry. I've only slept... Well, wait a minute. I've only been to bed with just two other people. Because I like you so much, I want to be truthful and honest in this relationship. Doesn't that give you peace of mind?
No.
Well, it should give you some peace of mind. I was truthful with you. He's wise to this, but I'm telling you, suppose he said, okay, well, I'm glad you were honest with me. And then I would say, pardon my, they've been to bed with just two other people. Can you see that? You see, and they've been to bed with just two other people. Let me just open it all up.
And they've been to just two other people, just two other people, just two other people. Okay? That only goes back six. The AIDS virus goes back 10 years, up to 10 years, 10 partners. And it comes zooming down to you. When I told you earlier, can't tell the book by the cover, I'm honest with you. Couldn't be more honest on anything. You can't tell by looking. And so you can't tell by looking. Why do you want to jump in bed with somebody? Because you're suddenly getting a little emotional. Okay? Got to have a plan. The plan is you can...
abstain?
Just wait. Good answer, though. Yeah. Okay. Good job. Another thing I real quickly want to say is I want to draw a little picture here if I can. Where's the hairy guy in the plaid shirt? Is he still here? Hairy guy in the plaid shirt, could you come here, please, if you're still here? His face is red. I can't believe it. Just stand right here. Just right here. Now, could you hold this just a second? What is your name?
John.
John. This is John, my friend. I'll draw you a picture. Where'd my marker go? John, we're going to pretend just a minute, okay? Circle. Can you all see the circle over there? Okay. And this is me. And because I'm a girl, I'm going to kind of tell you what girls are like, okay? This is me, Lou. And your name is John, J-O-H-N? Okay. J-O-H-N. John and Lou sit in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes John pushing the baby carriage. That's how it used to be, okay? Things have changed. Haven't they? Well, John and I go out together, and I really like him, and he really likes me. And so every day, John says to me, I love you, I love you, I love you. May I use you to make me feel good? Now, he didn't say that out loud, but you see, that's what he was saying. And so every day for the first 4 months, I said no. No, 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 no. But you know, one thing about saying no, girls, you have to understand, two ways to say no. You can say no. You say no, no, no. Which one do you think John's going to listen to? This kind. Okay? So every day that I'm saying no, 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 don't really mean it. He reads body language, not mouth. So every day he said, I say no, 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 no for the first 4 months. In the last 2 months of our relationship, I become totally and completely physically involved with John. I love him. Love to a girl is a great big four-letter word. Has a lot of impact in me. And you see, for us, to a girl, love is forever. How do I know that? Because if I point today at a girl, I could say that you've probably done this. You probably put your first name with his last name to see how it sounds. Probably named your children. How do I know that? Because I'm a girl. I did those things. The other thing that you did is you probably made those great, big, puffy cloud letters. And wrote them all over your notebook. See, you're smiling because you see, we are like that. To a girl, love is forever. Young men need to understand that. And so every day that he says to me, I love you, I love you, I love you, may I use you to make me feel good? I say, no, no, no. And then the last 2 months, I say, yes, totally, completely, physically involved with John. And so at that point in time, I give all of me to all of him. At the end of 2 months, which is 6 months total, John becomes jerk number one. He dumps me. I had worse names than that for him, but that's okay. Yeah. Because To a Girl, Love is Forever, I look around and I begin to look, you know, as fast as I can, and I find a guy back here, Mark. I say, Mark, that's it. I'll go out with Mark. And so I find Mark, and Mark and I begin to go out together. No. But the only reason I'm going out with Mark is because I want to prove something to who? John. Because To a Girl, Love is what? Forever. So I walk right past John with Mark. And every day Mark says to me the same thing. I love you, I love you, I love you. May I use you to make me feel good. And for the first 2 months, we are just friends. We talk, we go on dates. But the last 2 months of our relationship, we become totally, completely, physically involved one with the other. All along, I'm trying to prove something to this guy up here that I'm somebody of worth and I'm somebody worth loving. And what is wrong with him that he can't see me the way I am? At the end of our second month, 4 months total, Mark dumps me. He becomes jerk number two. I'm really hurt, but I go out again and begin to look and I begin to look and I begin to look. And finally, I find a guy named Matt. We begin to go out together. And within 1 month, I'm in bed with Matt. Because you see, I'm going to prove to Matt, to John, with Matt, that I'm somebody of worth. And so Matt dumps me. He becomes jerk number three. This is 1 year out of my life. 50% of the people show up positive with the HIV virus in the first 6 weeks. 85% show up positive within the first 3 months. But it takes one full year for everyone to show up positive. In my year, I've had John and Mark and Matthew. I don't know where I've got it. I don't know where it's going if I have HIV. The other thing that happened to me is I got pregnant. And because I didn't think I was very much worth, because you see, I had four young men dump me. The baby that I carry is of no worth either. So I dumped the baby. Case scenario I see every single day. If I'm of no worth, then why is the life within me worth anything? Can I see your arm, please? The first time that I said, I love you, to John, I meant it. And when he dumped me, really hurt. May I see your arm again? The second person, Mark, when he dumped me, it hurt, but it didn't hurt as bad. And the third person, Matthew, it barely hurt at all, because you see, I've built a wall. And all of a sudden, I have a problem with a thing called communication. The number one problem in marriages today is what? Communication. Why? Because we've built up walls. And so the walls start when we begin to use the word loosely called I love you. When I tell you I talk to young women every day and that young woman is hurting, the reason I like to have a young man with a hairy arm is because, you see, sometimes that young man is a Mark or a Matthew who's been used by some young woman to get back at somebody. And they're hurt in the process. You need to have a plan. I'm telling you tonight, God has one person in mind for you. You can push past. You can end up with another person. You can get mad at another person. But you can miss out on the best. If God has one purpose and one person in mind, and that one person means love and it's love forever, and you commit one to the other, we're going to have a better world. Do you agree? Thing called commitment, one to the other. And the thing called throwing the baby away, see, we've got throwaway babies, we've got throwaway kids. We have to throw away old people. See, abortion really is euthanasia. It's all connected together because it means life is of no value. What's within you is of no value. I say to you tonight, you're a 1 in 2 million chance to be you. God has a purpose and plan in mind specifically for you, and you're the only one to fulfill it. Do it. Take the challenge. Go forth. Have a plan. If tonight you're somebody that has used somebody or has been used, change. You know, we serve a God of second chances. Awesome God. Awesome God. God of new beginnings. God of second chances. God of you and me. Who knows you intimately. Wants to walk within your life daily. All you got to do is take the challenge. That's it. So I challenge you tonight. You can sit down, guy. Thank you. I challenge you tonight to be a young person that knows where they're going, who has a plan. You're somebody tonight who's kind of wavered, not knowing which direction. Maybe you're somebody tonight that's been involved with sex outside the boundaries of marriage. Maybe you're somebody tonight who's aborted a baby. Maybe you're somebody tonight who's kind of thinking, man, it's really not so bad. Readjust your thinking. Know your strength comes from the Lord, and He is a God who stands ready to be there for you, give you the strength that you need to go on. Awesome God. Okay. In closing, I'd like to say that a couple little funny things, but one of the things I'd like to say is I brought with me tonight some brochures, brought some business cards from Crisis Pregnancy Center. You know, sometimes when a person makes mistakes, they need somebody to talk to that's going to tell them the truth. We always tell the truth. But I love you guys like crazy, and I know nobody can turn the world around like you. There's not anybody. I mean, you guys are... That's why Max Barnett stays here at BSU. That's why these guys that are in the BSU stay. Why? Because they know you can make the difference. Change in your world. You know somebody that needs to talk? Give them the card. Cards do me no good inside center. They only do good by being handed out. The other thing I like to say is when, this is just kind of an answer, understand that sex is who you are, not what you do. How do I know that? Somebody back here was working. When you applied for your job and it said on that job, name, address, telephone number, sex, you didn't say yes or no. You said male or female. Because you see, God made you male. Sex is who you are, not what you do. Understand that. So you're not you better because you've got a girl or guy on your arm. You're awesome, wonderful, unique, 1 in 2 million chance to be you because you're you. Male or female. God created you that way. So go with that. Bought some other literature on ways to say no. I think they're really good brochures, and they're going to be ready for you to take. Let me just see a couple of these. One of them, I like the titles. Some of these will go fast. But I want you to take one of each one of these. First one is, you didn't get pregnant, you didn't get AIDS, so why do you feel so bad? And I think I tried to allude to that with John just a few minutes ago, because you see, you lost who you were. And I like what the little girl said a while ago, that was my birthright, and you took it away. I'm not giving it away that easy. You know, you need to have a plan. Or didn't give it away, but that is your birthright. And it's your right to say no, and it's okay to say no. Second one is, if you think saying no is tough, just what do you say yes? But the last one is one that everybody for some reason likes to get. I don't know why. It goes real fast. It says, how to be a better lover. And I'm giving that to you. You're saying, you're giving me that. Yeah, because you says things in there like, respect yourself. It's okay to say no. Be confident in who you are because you're unique and wonderful. Love you guys like crazy, so make a difference at the OU campus this year.